8:09 at WGCL. It is Tuesday morning, and we welcome in City Councilman Tim Mayer. He joins us every Tuesday morning. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
I am good, thank you. How are you?
I have a billboard here in my hand. Sample foods from over 40 Bloomington eateries, wineries, and breweries at the Taste of Bloomington coming up Saturday, June 20th, 3 o'clock at the Showers Common. Musical entertainment includes Here Come the Mummies, Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band. Can you say that on the air? And more. Learn more at tasteofbloomington.com. At least we have that to look forward to this summer, don't we?
Yeah.
The Arts Fair on the Square and everything else happening. Keith, I'm overhearing you and Keith talking. What is this no meeting nonsense in the background?
Tomorrow night we will not be meeting.
So then it's, what are you guys doing then? Playing bunko? What's happening?
Well, actually, the work of the city still goes on. So,
with or without your...
in spite of the city council, that's right.
But we will be meeting on the 17th, I believe it is, next week.
Yes.
And we will be discussing changes to our hand inspection fees and also an interlocal agreement between the Monroe County and the city of Ellettsville for their animal control.
And that's an annual review, isn't it?
Yes, the interlocal agreement is an annual review that we basically approve so that our animal control department in the city of Bloomington can work with the Monroe County government as well as the Ellettsville government to maintain their animal control. So Bloomington is basically the central point for animal control within Monroe County.
Now, Tim, we got to put this in perspective for the casual listener who just heard you say that the city has a fee for inspecting hands.
Yes.
Hand is and what the fee is all about.
And how many hands tall is hand?
Thank you for helping me out here.
Yeah, anything to help.
Housing and Neighborhood Development Department.
That's hand.
That's it. That is hand, referred to as hand. And they do inspections of apartment buildings and rental units the purpose is to provide health and safety and issue occupancy permits. And what they have found is, and as we all who live in Bloomington know, when an apartment complex is under construction, the deadline for opening that building is sometime in mid-August.
Right, before the students get back.
That is correct. So what they have found is, and are being applauded by the developers of apartment units, is that they do not have enough time to do the inspections because of all the units coming online.
You get a backup.
Yeah, if they back up. Mm-hmm. And so the people can't get their occupancy permits, so that actually the developers are asking for additional time. So what we're going to do is open it up to Saturday inspections and basically charge them half again as much fee as they normally would.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Now, does this include housing that already exists, or is this just new stuff coming online?
Well, I think most of the housing that would come up, the existing housing that would come up, would probably fall at a little different period of time.
Mm-hmm.
So this actually gives the hand department an opportunity to, you know, get into newly constructed apartments.
Well, newly constructed would be whether they're up to code.
That's correct.
But what I thought you were talking about, too, was whether or not the conditions were proper for occupancy, for humans to be in buildings, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, that's true, but if it's new construction,
right,
you have to make that assumption, right, that it is habitable. So, yeah, and it's the older buildings that typically will have problems.
Now, is this going to help the backlog of getting this all done before the students come back?
Yes, and that's the whole purpose of it.
And so this is legislation you have to pass?
Yes, because what we're doing, we're actually amending our existing ordinance. So we're appending that ordinance or changing that ordinance to reflect that. And this is for a very limited period of time. It's,
right.
I believe it's like a 3-month window.
And it's so your impression that the builders kind of embrace this?
The few that the hand department have talked to are very encouraging and say, yeah, we need this so that we can, you know, we can get our units built and then we can get them occupied. So,
okay.
And if you think about it, if you can't get an occupancy permit and you have, you know, a number of units and
already rented.
Well, if they're already rented, but if they're not rented, they'll basically lose a year of rental. So, so Hand is bringing this forward, and I believe the council probably will give it a go. Give it a good look. Yeah.
Well, and it's going to help income a little bit too, isn't it? You're going to get more money off these Saturday inspections?
Well, I suppose, but the cost of inspection does not come anywhere near the actual time spent on the inspection.
Right.
So, yeah, it's not a moneymaker for the city at all in any way, shape, or form.
To the best of your knowledge, Tim, are there a lot of units coming online this coming fall, or is it, it looked to me like there aren't as many units as there have been in the past?
Yeah, I think just from casual observation without any statistics, I think it's declined a little bit. We had the big push at Patterson Drive, Patterson Point. So, I think that seems to me the largest one that we've seen in the past couple of years.
Now, we're talking with Tim Mayer, who's a member of the Bloomington City Council. And Tim, on this interlocal situation on the animals, this comes up every year, right?
That is correct.
And so anything different about this year about that agreement?
No, it's the same as last year. And last year, basically what they did was rather than they changed from an estimated view to an actual view of the cost. So what they've done is they've taken a look at basically we're building it. I believe the way we're doing it is we're the agreement is based on past performance as opposed to a potential performance. So we know going in that the county will give X amount of dollars and Ellisville will give X amount of dollars for the services provided. So it's a fixed amount and it's easier for the county to budget and it's easier for Ellisville to budget. So I think it's been a win for both parties, the city and the county and Ellisville.
Now, on the front page of today's HT, we have the TIF life extended. The story's there again. It has to do with city and the county. Can you explain for us what the city's issue is in all of this?
Well, the county TIF is different than the city.
Right.
I mean, they're different areas. And
we're just thankful they're going on at the same time because it keeps things so easy to follow.
Well, that's true. But if you recall from earlier conversations, the city has moved forward with, they did a number of things with the city TIF, and that was to take advantage of the state legislature's move to extend the TIFs to a certain point in time. Giving us that one-time opportunity. So the city exercised that by doing a number of things. One thing it did was it combined TIFs to create a much larger TIF. And then it extended, it allowed us then to go forward and bond out for a longer period of time. And that's basically what the county has done as well, except they're just dealing with one area of their jurisdiction. And extending that TIF. And, you know, from reading about the issue with the county's TIF, it had a lot to do with the Richland Bean Blossom School Corporation.
Right.
Yeah, so that I think, was the difference there, I think, between the city and the county TIF, in that in the county TIF, you had a very clear constituency of people who were concerned about how that TIF may affect their long-term future.
Now, one of the questions that came up between me and Mike this morning was, it sounds like you can extend the TIF, but you can also stop the extension anytime you want to.
Well, I think that was a comment that I read in the paper as well today. I think that's true. I think you can just, at some point, just stop.
I didn't know that.
Stop. Well, I think you can just kind of let it run dry. I mean, you just wouldn't.
So you can extend till 2020, but then decide, no, we're going to stop this next year.
That seems to be what was indicated.
Were you aware of that?
No.
Okay. No. What would be a reason for doing that?
Has never been done before.
But I would just think that I'm just thinking out loud here. But it seems to me that if you decide that you have, you know, exercise as much as you want within that TIF, then you could
right.
just say, we're just not going to go forward anymore, you know, pay down the bonds and close out the accounts, so to speak. So
interesting.
Yeah. So
our guest this morning.
I have a little more news for you.
Oh. Should I sit down?
Well, we the city council allocated money in this 2015 budget for improvements to the city council chamber, which will include upgrades to the sound system within the council chamber. And anyone who has attended a meeting in the council chamber knows that there has been difficulty with the microphones for quite some time, actually. And
so you're getting a hardware update.
So we are getting a hardware update.
Oh, good.
Potentially will start July 1, which means that the few meetings we hold in July may be held in a different location.
While they get everything wired up and
yeah.
ready to go. That is a positive.
I don't have any more particulars on it at this point, but at some point in time we might want to look to where the city council may be. Be kind of like, where's Waldo, you know?
That's right.
Yeah.
Well,
so.
We could have a scavenger hunt.
Exactly.
We'll put up flyers around town and see
well,
if...
You've got a big parking lot that's got some overhead protection.
You know, that would
go out in the parking lot.
You know, there was a time when the
Bring your lawn chair.
There was a time when the city council met in the public library.
Yeah.
We took it on the road. I remember that.
So you can go to the 3rd Street Park, Bryant Park.
It didn't do very well, as I recall.
It didn't?
Well, if you could have your meeting before one of the outdoor concerts at Bryant Park, that'd give
like
you a
that.
Deadline to finish your meeting.
Either that or the music would start at 1 in the morning.
And then everybody's in trouble, Tim.
And then we had noise ordinance.
Then we got noise ordinance. Unless you were voting on said noise ordinance and tabled that where you gave a one-day exemption.
Could you imagine the whole city council would be arrested for violating the noise ordinance?
I have a feeling that wouldn't happen. I have a feeling you'd get a stern talking to, perhaps a large warning. But I don't think they would back the paddy wagon up and throw you. Now, would that be president goes in first, or would that be alphabetical order? What would be the most judicious way to arrest the city?
Seniority.
Seniority. Mayor's first.
That's right. He gets the comfy seat.
That's right.
He gets the lazy boy up front.
The jump seat and all that. Our guest is Tim Mayer this morning. He serves on the Bloomington City Council, which is going to be quiet tonight, but we'll get together, or tomorrow night, which
tomorrow
we'll get
night.
Together the 17th, and they'll be back at it as well. And again, just to keep people in the forefront here, the budget talks, you guys will go on your hiatus. When do we miss you? Is that late July, early August?
Yes, we will meet. I believe we will meet, if there's work, we will meet the first two Wednesdays in July. And then we will come back in mid-August.
Sabbatical.
Yeah.
You know, there are people, Tim, that think that if you guys aren't meeting, that's not necessarily bad because you're not passing legislation. You're not doing things.
I understand people subscribe to that philosophy.
Well, you're not doing things just to do things.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
We got a meeting. Let's pass a law.
You'd rather be efficient at the things that need to be done instead of creating things that need to be done.
You don't want busy work, in other words.
Right. And I think if you look at the way...
Leave that to the interns.
legislative cycle works, you will notice that there is always kind of a lull in the summer because the administration is busy getting ready for the budget hearing, so they're not bringing forward legislation that's not related to the budget itself. So,
what drives the city council? Is it what comes for the administration, or is it what you guys decide to do going the other direction?
It goes in both ways. Yeah, it just depends on where things are falling. So you may see some legislation coming forward by council members in the low period in the summer because there's more opportunity for discussion during that time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for getting us updated
on
all of this.
Okay, and thanks for the weather. I'm just out there cutting grass all the time now.
There you go. And you will be this week with the heat and a little rain, and that's helpful after a
very
dry day.
You could get a goat, and you wouldn't have to do that.
No, he doesn't have a permit for that. No goats in the...
Well, chickens eat grass?
I think they
I'll eat chickens. That's kind of like rock, paper, scissors, isn't it, Tim?
Exactly.
It's good to be the top of the food chain, isn't it?
Hey, enjoy the week.
You too. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you next Tuesday before your Wednesday the 17th meeting, as there is no meeting tomorrow night.
That is correct.
All right. Thanks, Tim. Great job, as always.